Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I must be Wayne.
You are Wayne. And this is episode 96.
Wow, 96. Mm-hmm. I remember that year.
Do you?
I do.
What happened in 1996?
Well, I don't remember, but I remember the year.
You remember that there was a year, mm-hmm. Yeah. 1996.
Yep.
Okay.
Came right after 1995.
Yes, you're right. It did.
I remember it.
Okay, well.
Don't remember much about it, but I remember it.
Well, hopefully you'll remember what we're going to talk about tonight. We wanted to do a follow-up to the podcast that we did last week. And Wayne found another great article on marriage.com that is titled The Positive and Negative Effects of Marriage on Your Health. Last week we talked about the effects on your marriage of
the physiological.
Thank you. I couldn't think of what it was called. Physiological effects on your marriage. But this today is marriage, the effects of marriage on your health. And this is the author is Rachel Pace. And as always, I will put the link for this article in the podcast description so you can read it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So reading over this, it looks like they're saying the critical, or the author is saying the critical factor is the quality of your relationship. Mm. So if your relationship is good, then your health is better. And if your relationship is not good, then your health can suffer. Mm. At least that's what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense because there's a lot of research out now on the mind-body connection. And so when you're not doing well in relationships, you're not doing well mentally, so it does affect you physically as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they start off talking about the general health. The positive side of marriage shows that both partners who are happily married showed signs of better general health than those who are not married or who are widowed or divorced. A reason stated for this is that married couples may be more careful with diet and exercise and holding each other accountable. Also, your spouse can notice if you're not yourself. Well, I don't know. Have you ever noticed I'm not myself? Okay, never mind. Let's not go there.
I don't know that I'm 100% sure what yourself is, even after 40 years.
Anyway. Or if you're not feeling well and can get you to the doctor for a timely checkup, the most obvious physical benefit of marriage is that partners look out for each other and help each other stay healthy physically.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. In our marriage, there's been times when we bugged each other about going mm-hmm. to see... get a medical opinion on something because it's drug on or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And if you live by yourself, there's nobody to convince you
right.
to do that. So,
yep.
Yeah. So that can help that. The second item that the author lists as helping your marriage is that married people tend to think twice before engaging in risky behaviors. So you have less mm-hmm. risky behaviors. When a person has a spouse and possibly children to care for and provide for, people often feel that they need to be more careful and responsible. Bad habits like smoking, excessive drinking, or reckless driving are sometimes abandoned for the sake of a loving spouse who encourages his or her partner to strive to be the best that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know that was really hard for you, right? And I don't know, I think at this point in time I did it more out of fear. This was before we became Christians, mm-hmm. but right before we got married, we had several friends who were killed in motorcycle accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were expecting our daughter, I asked Wayne to stop riding his motorcycle. And that was a big sacrifice for you to do mm-hmm. that. But I was fearful at the time because I didn't have God in my life to help me deal with that. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, and you never really took it up again. You ended up years later just selling the motorcycle.
I just sold it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, well, that yeah, and I definitely, I know for me, I definitely acted more responsible after we got married. I won't go any further than that, but definitely acted more responsible after we got married than after we had Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely acted more responsible.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. What's the next benefit?
Longevity. due to better general health and better lifestyle choices, it is understandable that the survival of happily married couples can be longer than those who are either unhappily married or single. If a couple gets married when they're still young, the effects of early marriage on health can be either positive or negative, depending on their maturity and commitment to each other. Oh, that's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Hmm. A loving couple who seeks to bring out the best in one another can look forward to a long and fruitful life, enjoying their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
Oh, that would be so cool. We started a little late for great-grandchildren, but I'm...
Yeah, you never know.
We might get to great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm praying for
Preferably because we live long, not that they start early.
Yes. Yes, that would be the way to do it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The fourth point is that married people age more happily. Happily married couples generally don't have as many insecurities about aging as unmarried people do. People in happy relationships know that their partners love and care for them, even if they don't remain as attractive as they once were. Their relationship bond is strong, and their physical appearance makes a little difference.
See, I am good for you.
I know, but I think it should be physical appearance makes little difference. I don't think there should be A in there. And therefore, aging is not something that happily married couples frowned upon. And I think we actually were just recently talking about that, about how much we have changed over the years in our appearance and physique, shall we say. And but we still find each other attractive. And yes, and we will keep it PG and not go any further than that. But anyway, yes, because you're in this relationship that you've built trust with each other. You've built a deep friendship and a deep love for each other. And that goes beyond anything physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you recover from ailments more quickly.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Another positive effect of marriage is that you always have someone to take care of you when you get sick. Well, this is true. That's true. Couples in happy relationships recover quickly from ailments as they have their partners by their side to help take care of them and to comfort them, give their medicine, consult a doctor, do whatever. So the emotional support that healthy couples give to each other is something that helps them get well soon.
Yeah, and it was that you were wonderful. Like, I've had a couple surgeries, and Wayne was great, like, checking out the surgical sites for infection and changing dressings and doing all that stuff. And you were really awesome about that. But I know that contributed to my well-being, that I knew that everything was okay, and I didn't have to worry about that. So, yeah.
As long as you didn't throw up, we were okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay, well, we won't gross out our listeners with that,
we won't.
But yes.
Yes. Yeah. There are some things that I just can't deal with very well.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. Well, the author goes on to share that there are negative physical effects of a stressful marriage, just like there are positive physical effects of a healthy marriage. And so the author says that being in a strained and stressful marriage is not only detrimental to mental health, but it's also where negative physical effects of marriage on health can be observed. And the first one that she lists is weakened immune system. So the question is, how can marriage affect you physically? The immune system of both men and women tends to take a battering in times of stress, and especially the stress caused by marital conflict. With germ-fighting cells in the body being inhibited, one becomes more vulnerable to diseases and infections. Chronic stress and anxiety in a marriage can be caused by always wondering if your partner loves you or by having to walk on eggshells around your spouse. This kind of stress takes a severe toll on the T cells in the immune system, which fights off infections and increases the levels of the stress hormone cortisol. That's very interesting.
Almost like when you feel run down from having a stressful job.
Yes, you can feel run down.
You can feel run down from having a stressful marriage. Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Second point they make is heart disease rate increases. Another side effect of marriage observed is that people in stressful or unsatisfying marriages seem to be particularly prone to heart disease. The body changes after marriage with a rise in blood pressure, higher cholesterol levels, and increased body mass indexes all contribute to the risk of heart disease. Well, that's interesting.
That is very interesting.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. So she goes on to say that cardiovascular health seems to be directly linked to stress levels, and women who are unhappily married seem to be especially affected. This may be due to women's tendency to internalize their anxiety and stress, which takes a toll on their body and heart over a prolonged period.
Now see, that sounds like that's talking more about women than men.
Well, I think it's both because it's, you know, it talks about stress. They were just saying that it is especially high in women.
In women.
But that for both men and women.
Right.
Interesting. The stress, the emotional stress affects you physically.
Affects you physically.
Yeah.
Interesting. Diabetes risk increases. Stress in a marriage can also be the cause of increased blood sugar levels and the increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Prolonged periods of psychological stress or unresolved conflicts can result in the blood glucose levels being increased over an extended time period, just like physical stress, like in a job-related stress or whatever.
Right.
Only it's marriage stress. In such cases, the body may not be able to make enough insulin to counteract the extra glucose in the blood system. People who are in a stressful situation may also tend to exercise less and neglect good eating habits.
I never thought about stress being related to diabetes.
Mm-mm, no.
But that's very interesting. So the fourth point that she gives is that it creates slower healing from illness or injury. Just like we were saying, a good relationship increases the rate at which you heal. A distressed relationship slows it down. And again, it's the impairment of the immune system. It results in the body taking a long time to recover when sickness or physical wounding occurs. If there's been surgery or an accident, the recovery time for a person in a stressful and unhappy marriage would generally be longer than for someone who has a loving spouse to take care of them and encourage the healing process. Wow, that's interesting.
So I get the feeling some of that is because their spouse would not be caring for them or...
Right. And I have known, have had women co-workers whose husbands have expected them to get out of their sick bed, like when they've been down with the flu, like I'm talking the stomach virus bug, very nasty, and still expect them to get out of bed and cook them food and pack their lunch and do all this stuff. And I thought, man, glad they're lucky they weren't married to me, because they wouldn't be here to tell about it. I don't think. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a violent person, but that would have been my thought. It's like, and I we try to keep this a G-rated show, but like some of this stuff that they have demanded of their wives when their wives were physically ill, it made me emotionally ill thinking about it, that they would be so unkind to their wives. And you know what? And these women had a lot of chronic illnesses that I knew. Come to think of it, I never thought about that connection before, but they all had ongoing health issues.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, so then the last thing that the author cites is harmful habits. For someone who is entangled in an unhappy or abusive marriage, the temptation to indulge in harmful habits can be overwhelming. This can be an attempt to alleviate the emotional pain of the failing marriage by taking drugs, smoking, or drinking alcohol. These and other negative pursuits are harmful to health and ultimately add to the stress of the situation. In extreme cases, suicide may even seem to be an option or a means of escape from an unhappy marriage. Wow. Yeah.
Just like people do it to escape reality in other ways, this is talking about escaping from their marriage, using drugs, alcohol, etc.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. I've known people who do that.
Yes. And so then the author ends the article saying the positive and negative effects of relationships or the advantages and disadvantages of marriage depend upon how happy or strained your marriage is. If you've recognized any of these health concerns discussed above, you may want to consider getting help for your marriage relationship, thereby addressing the root cause as well as seeking medical attention for the symptoms. And that's what I'll put a link in the description as well, along with the link for the article. We recommend there is a link on the Focus on the Family website that lists marriage counselors all across the country. So if you don't know where to find a marriage counselor in your area and you think you would benefit from talking to one, even don't force going together. Go yourself first. Go for yourself first. And then, you know, work on getting your spouse to go with you, but seek help. And again, if you are at the point where you are considering harming yourself because of this situation, please reach out for help. Mm-hmm. Call your local helpline. I think there's a national line. I'll put that in the podcast description as well. But don't let this be cause to do permanent harm to yourself. This is not good. But this is really something to take into account, that that our relationship affects our health. So it, what we do together does affect each other individually.
Yep.
Yeah. So very interesting. Well, thank you for finding this article to tie together what we talked about last week. So until we talk to you next week, we pray that you will be healthy and happy, and that your relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Good night now.
Bye.